Welcome to the Free For All Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything.
With no exceptions.
So this was a domestic violence case, which obviously I'm not saying that that's acceptable, but this dude hit this girl, but because it happened at like 11:59 and like 12:03, they charged him for 2 different days because it was on like a Saturday and a Sunday.
I guess you could technically do that.
I mean, that's, I didn't even think about something like that. Like you can get, he got 2 different counts because.
So what's the lesson here? If you are going to commit domestic
no,
abuse.
No, there's no lesson in this. I'm just like, I thought that was crazy how like.
Yeah, you can get, yeah. I mean, that person should be arrested.
He was.
That's a good reason. Like even in the Bible, say that's one of the reasons you can get a divorce.
Oh, you should never hit a girl. I'm not
domestic abuse. There's not very many reasons that the Bible permits divorce, but that's one of them. Domestic abuse.
Like definitely, you should never hit a girl, and I don't think women should hit men either. That's fucking ridiculous.
No, they shouldn't. There's always more civil ways.
Like shitting in the urinal.
Like shitting in the urinal or just like a pillow fight. Maybe some
like
sock and bop.
Thumb war or something.
Yeah.
Or play Bop It. You know?
Yeah, Bop It. Twist It.
Whoever can get the most, like a pogo stick, whoever can get the most in a row wins.
Yeah. I'm really pissed at you. Get off the pogo sticks.
100, 200, let's go, bitch.
Yeah, I won. In your face.
It works every time. That's I lost. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. Aggressive. It probably pogo. Would actually, I mean, it's definitely not the worst advice. It's definitely better than beating your spouse.
Yeah, I mean, aggressive pogo stick competition.
Yeah,
pogo stick. It takes out a lot of your anger, too.
Yeah, if you're mad, just like pogo stick that bitch as much as you can. I used to be really good at the pogo stick. I had a pogo stick when I was a kid. And it had a counter on it, but it only would go up to 99.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I actually got to 99, and then I don't know if I went more than that. I must have, but I definitely...
It's not possible.
It's not possible. You hit 99.
It forces you to stop.
It would just stop. Yeah, you just fall over, almost break your arm. But then I found it, so got lost in the garage, helping my dad clean out the garage. So at one point, I was 300 pounds. So I found it again. That's how heavy I was at the time. And I tried doing it, and it just went... Whoop, and did not go back up.
You know, that's just training to be a professional jackhammer operator
exactly.
When you're older. That's all it is. Dude, I saw a video. Somebody did a backflip on one of those.
What
kind of psychopath? That's almost as psycho as liking the Pop-Tarts without any frosting on it. Fucked.
They still make those.
Why? Who's buying those?
Yeah, seriously.
That should be a question
is
in
that
a survey.
Tax deduction?
That should be a question in the survey for the jury duty. Do you like fucking unfrosted Pop-Tarts? Yes. Criminal.
Yeah. Jail. Yeah, we can't. They're
psycho.
Insane. Or... Here's another good question. When you open up a new loaf of bread, do you take the first piece?
Nah, that's a fucking rookie piece. That little heel ass thing? Fuck
yeah.
That thing. I wipe my ass with that. That's for peasant shit.
Yeah. It's a peasant eat that.
It's a peasant piece.
I'm better than that.
Give that to the birds.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking
throw it right at their head. Just throw a whole piece at them. Well, my grandma used to go to the park. I went with her a couple times, and she'd give... bread to the birds. You know, some people like break it up. She just throw fucking whole pieces out.
Oh, that's awesome.
They fight over it. It was hilarious. It made me think, you ever seen The Office?
Yeah.
And Mike goes to the park and throws, that's what it made me think of. Like, he's throwing out pieces of bread.
Dude, there's this one guy feeding hippos like massive watermelons. And they were just one bite, just demolishing the sun.
It's like eating a grape for them.
Right.
A watermelon.
Fucking nuts.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah, they like that watermelon. Splatter zone with that watermelon.
Man, that was a fun-ass trip.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's good times. It's fun. It's life-changing.
I mean, yeah, I found out about the splatter zone, you know?
Yeah, now you know to stay away.
It's almost like the rock. We told them what the splatter zone is, like the fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's almost like the rhino tail is like a windshield wiper for the shit.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe that's how they shit.
What do you think a tail is even for?
Balance.
Balance?
Yeah.
Like a wing in a fucking supercar, how like makes you more aerodynamic?
Well, they're pretty aerodynamic. Hippos? Like real
absolutely.
Aerodynamic. Yeah.
That's
the most
fucking,
aerodynamic animal on the planet.
That's peak male performance right
yeah.
there.
That's what I try to strive myself to look like, a hippo.
Yeah, if I could be any animal in the world, it'd be a hippo.
They're very, they actually are really, they're like the power lifter. I'd say like the rhino's like the bodybuilder and the hippo's the power lifter. Because hippos are stronger than rhinos.
I guess tigers are stronger than lions, but not in a pack. Like a one-on-one, I guess a tiger would actually fuck up a lion.
Really? I always thought the male lion could take everything.
Apparently not. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to fuck with either one of them.
Well, we should. Whichever person dies first, we know which one is the weaker one.
Exactly. We'll just have a like a Roman gladiator style fight to the death in the middle of a podcast studio.
Yeah.
We'll just hire like wrestlers and shit.
With lions.
With lions, yeah.
And tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Exactly. Exactly. Going down the yellow brick road, more like a brown bricks.
Yeah, when the river runs red, take the dirt road instead.
Exactly.
Fucking. Fucking Oregon Trail style. Buckle up.
And hope the meat doesn't go bad.
Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah. And then you'd die
fucking
all the time.
Die of, like, malaria in, like, 2 days. Like, your wheel would fall off and your whole fucking family would get, like, poisonous. Like,
it was for kids.
I know.
It's like your family died. You, like, click next page. Your whole family died. It's like, I didn't even do anything.
It's like, you're in, like, sixth grade. Like, oh, this is cool. I got a little buggy. I'm going on an adventure. 2 days in, fucking mass malaria breakout. Your wife has cancer.
Fucking, they're all dead.
Your kid lost his legs. Do you want to continue? I know, I need therapy now. Fucking want to continue.
That's why therapy, yeah. That's how therapy got so popular.
That's probably
so
why
popular.
They made that game for fucking people to get therapy.
Oregon Trail.
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ.
It was historically accurate, but it's like it was too much for. I mean, it was literally for like 8-year-olds.
And it went like 0 to 100.
Yeah, from like.
Like, you know, go. You have to go feed your family, but your wife's dying in the pit right now. Ignore her. You got shit to do.
You don't need her. She's off the team. She didn't make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell her to piss off.
Yeah. We're up here. She's down here. Literally. She's in a pit.
Yeah,
she's down there.
She's just literally down there.
We're above her.
Literally.
Exactly.
She's not a stand-up girl because she's sitting down.
Yeah, because she lost her legs.
That's true.
She's a sit-down kind of woman. She's just sit-down. Yeah, you know.
I do know.
Yeah. Oregon Trail.
Dude, I can't believe that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I've been watching this show a little bit called Young Sheldon. He talks about, he's like, oh, yeah, I was on Oregon. I was playing Oregon Trail. My family just died. And I love how the actor says it because it's so no emotions attached. You ever met anyone in real life that's like incredibly smart?
No, everyone I know is fucking retarded.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
Appreciate
honest.
That.
It's helping you catch on.
I like the honesty. Well, too retarded to know.
But now I know what you mean. Yeah, some people are fucking.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I am a producer here at Free for All Podcast. Today I am gassy as fuck, and I reek of dog shit and spoiled whole milk. I haven't bathed in days and I'm allergic to page 69 in the dictionary. My underwear has seen better days, and I bought them pre-owned and pre-stained at the thrift store. We're gonna learn how to rip ass and blame others by doing a drive-by ass blast right by the person's face, then saying how could it be me, they smelled it, they dealt it homie.
They're like so weird though. Like they're super intelligent. They can figure out any problem you give them, but they're like socially super awkward.
I almost feel like that kind of goes hand in hand with some people.
It does make sense.
A lot of like the really smart people are just like. Then again, like what is normal? Like it just majority people agree on something, and that's how you should be. I think that's a little
yeah.
Little
it's
sketch.
Pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up. How people. I saw something, and. There was two circles, a red circle and a blue circle. And the guy's like, which circle is bigger? And he's like, who here thinks the blue circle is? And half the class raised their hand. Who here thinks the red circle is? And I mean, I'm sure it wasn't 50-50, but it was basically half raised for red, half raised for blue. And then he said, they're both the exact same size. And it shows you how easily it is to manipulate people.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. You got, anyone is susceptible to being like, programmed, you know what I mean?
And I remember thinking to myself, watching, like, aren't they both the same size? But then even I started thinking, well, maybe one's bigger than the other. I thought they were going to put them together because it was, like, on a computer screen on a big one. And it was going to show, like, the red one was bigger, the blue one was bigger. But when you you know, put them side by side, you can't tell.
I mean, almost everything that's like culturally even like cool or acceptable, like kind of gets programmed into you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like Kanye said, as psycho as he is, he does say you're an actor from birth. Like you're taught to act a certain way.
I think he's actually pretty smart.
Oh, he's a very intelligent person. But he also said he liked Hitler, so.
Yeah.
I don't know where his morals really line up. I don't really know where his.
He's definitely an interesting character.
Yeah, he's not dumb by any means. You can be psycho and highly intelligent.
I don't think he's even like psycho. I think he just gets portrayed as that because he exposed a bunch of people. I mean, obviously he's a little fucked up because he has these mood swings and shit, but. Yeah, the Hitler thing definitely fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But they're literally like. Making it seem like that dude is like loony bin status, and he didn't even.
I don't think he's that bad. No. I think he kind of like, maybe he went on a little bit of a rant. Maybe he lost it a little bit. Yeah, everyone's been there. The only difference is everybody knows it when he does, and no one knows when everybody else does. You see what I'm saying?
That's one of the cons of being famous. Is just like everything gets put on the spot.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're having a bad day, 300 million people know about it. You're famous, and if you're having a bad day and you're a nobody, nobody knows about it. But
I'm sure it's exhausting. Not everyone, but a lot of people try and take advantage of you. People try and trap you in these questions to set you off so they can get publicity if you're a journalist or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah, because they get views, they get money, like the paparazzi. It's not so much now because everyone's got a freaking phone and it's real easy to get photos. But before that was a thing, some of these paparazzi people would make mid six figures money, you know, income. And they would like take a picture and they'd call the women like a cunt or a bitch to get their attention or say like, I'm going to beat the shit out of your. Like, some of these people would say some nasty stuff to get a reaction and take a photo of them. I mean, getting constantly berated like that.
I mean, they show up to people's houses at like 4 a.m. and wake them up and shit.
Take pictures of them. Take pictures of them in their own yard, and they're on a tree. One guy was on a tree, took a picture of Jennifer Aniston, who was she was half naked. Put on Vogue, made a lot of money.
I know there's also, like, maybe most people know this, they'll take certain segments of a video and, like, stitch it together to make it out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Make it sound like someone said something they didn't. Especially with CGI now, I mean, you can make a full-on fake fucking.
Yeah, I mean, you could still kind of tell, but in 5-6 years.
You won't be able to.
Yeah, you won't be able to. It's harder to tell now. The CGI is getting.
It almost kind of saves people from, like, certain things, too, though. I mean, that's. Because now we don't know if it's real.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if someone's guilty of something, they could be like, well, that's CGI. You have to prove that it isn't. That's going to be something in court now. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to prove that they were actually there, and it wasn't CGI. And that will be really difficult. I mean,
a lot of things aren't even court-worthy. It's just someone gets offended, and it's like, you are famous, so they're going to do some, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well, they'll try to sue you. I mean,
it depends.
It kind of like, it's like Walmart. People trip and fall at Walmart all the time, quote-unquote, to try to sue them. I've seen people do it. When I was working there at maintenance, I've seen people walk by the caution wet sign, move the wet sign, slip, and then be oh, that wasn't here. I'm like, I saw you move it. I actually have seen that.
Those people are fucking losers, man. I can't stand people with no integrity.
Yeah,
like you're that lazy where you have to do that, try and rip a company off, like
try to get a quick buck. Oh yeah, it happens all the time.
I got no fucking sympathy for those people.
You can't take responsibility for it. That's the crazy part. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry this happened. You just gotta call the paramedics. All you can do is be like, oh, we can call the paramedics for you. You got to be like, numb. But on the other hand, sometimes people fall and actually hurt themselves, and you still got it because you can't. If you take responsibility, they could sue you. Well, it's your fault. You said sorry.
It's like the people that are like screaming at the manager for something that manager didn't even do.
Exactly.
It's like, come on, you know?
Yeah, I had a manager and this lady asked him. There was a patio set. She's like, how much is this? And it said like $750. So he's like, oh, it's $750. And he's like, well, how much for the floor model? And he's like, $750. It's the same thing that's in the boxes. And she's like, you can't help me out at all?
Oh, man, that's just embarrassing, man.
Yeah. Some people don't have any embarrassment. Nothing bothers them.
It's almost like people at restaurants, they'll eat the whole entire meal and then say they didn't like it to get a free meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you ate the whole thing. You must have zero pride if you're going to try. You know what I mean? That's so embarrassing.
I actually saw that happen me and the wife and this, I don't know if it's her friends. I can't even remember their names. I can picture their faces. We were at a restaurant and there was a dad and I think it was his daughter and the daughter's boyfriend. And the daughter and the boyfriend both complained that they did that. They ate the whole thing and complained that it was terrible. And they got it for free. They got a gift card, I think. And they were like real loud. You had to basically be deaf not to hear them. They were like, this is terrible.
Oh, man.
Service was awful.
They're just fucking over the server, too, because you know those people aren't going to tip.
Nah,
if you can't afford the meal, don't tip. And I mean, you got to tip 20% unless the service sucked. That's how they make their fucking money.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
their hourly wage just covers taxes. They don't fucking make anything else.
So. I am like, shit. I felt bad for her. I mean, this lady's like, I'd be thinking, like, you ate the whole thing. Could have been that bad. Could have been that terrible.
I worked at a place that I won't name, but I was a server for a bit, like 10 years ago. Like, they would just tell people, too bad, like, you ate the whole thing.
Well, that's good. Yeah, they should be.
It was an expensive restaurant, too. It was a higher-end seafood place. But you lose money. So, like, if their bill is $120 and they only tip you, like, $2.
Oh, yeah.
You still have to chip out the bussers and shit. So, you essentially lost money, yeah.
Dang. And you were a server there, right? Were you a waiter?
Yeah, so I had a job. I was fucking one of my first jobs ever. I had a busboy, and then they didn't force me to be a server, but like they kind of like say, hey, you should do that. It's way more money. And it was. I just fucking hated it. I was also way more shy back then than I am now, but it's stressful, man. You got three different tables, and then you got a table of 12 people.
Oh, yeah.
You got to remember what they drank and what this and that, and it's like.
It's a hard job. I think they don't get enough credit.
No, they don't.
Servers. So, like, did you just go up to him and be like, what the fuck do you want?
I'd walk up there, I'd fucking immediately rip ass.
And then be like...
And I'd be like, there's more where that came from. Everyone line up. Fucking
and you ain't gonna get shit.
Free samples.
Exactly. That's your meal. I expect a 300% tip on $1 million.
You used to be able to do automatic gratuity if there was enough people.
Yeah, I've seen
I don't think
that.
You can do that anymore.
Well, too many people have gotten... Some people don't tip. It's becoming, I don't remember where I saw it. I think because tipping culture is getting a little out of hand in some ways as well.
It is for like serving, you should always tattoo, you should always, you know, haircut. But like people asking for tips are like fucking Chipotle and shit.
Yeah. I got a tip. I went to Bippy Bop and they asked for a tip. And I said, I'm like, sorry, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous. Like you put food in a bowl.
Well, and then you got like five different people splitting it. One person puts one person puts the rice in the bowl. The other person puts the chicken. The next person rings you out.
Yeah, it's like.
So what are you guys going to get fucking $1 each? Like,
yeah,
it's a $7 meal.
It's just ridiculous. It's the tipping anyways, but yeah, like the gratuity used to be automatic, but some people be like, oh, we're not tipping or we're not going to tip this much, so we want this. And they have to take it off because you can't legally force them to tip you.
And I get it. If someone does a shit job, I mean, totally understand. But a lot of times, people just don't want to tip.
My parents have this friend who's a multimillionaire, pretty big money. Not as much as like the Tates or anything like that, but very substantial amount. And he will never leave a tip at a restaurant. He refuses to leave a tip. And they went to this really nice restaurant. My parents, him, his wife. Some other people, and the guy comes up and he's like, was everything good? And, you know, he's like, yeah, everything was fine. You know, his wife like nudges him like, you should give him some type of tip. It was like over a $200 meal. It was a real nice restaurant. He gave him $5 for a tip.
Yeah, it's fucked up. See, like if I was a multimillionaire, I'd hook people up. Because that's going to make their day or their week, you know?
Or at least give them a 20% tip.
At the fucking least, you know.
Yeah, at least do that. One time I was helping him out, and he's like, well, I'll take you to lunch, which really surprised me. And he's like, I go to this restaurant like every day, and he told me the name. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant. Because one, I can't remember it. Two, I just wouldn't want to. And he's like, I've been to that restaurant. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Because he goes there almost every day. Like a couple times a week, and he doesn't tip. I don't want to go to that restaurant.
Oh, no. He's going to get fucking pews in his food and shit.
Exactly.
Fucking terrible.
And then I'm going to get it by default.
Yeah, you're going to get a fucking...
Because I'm his, quote, friend.
Some muff cabbage in your fucking food.
Exactly. I'm not... And he's like, oh, why? Oh, okay, you don't like it. And
you're getting dingleberry stew for dessert, whether you order it or not.
I wanted to tell him the truth. It turns out my dad told him the truth. He said, you never want to fuck with the people that handle your food. Like, you want to treat them like gold. So don't you think you should leave, like, a 20% tip? He's like, they're not going to do that. It's illegal. And it's like, yeah, just don't break the law.
Literally, from day one, we've been winging this.
I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Me neither.
Free for all.
Podcast.
Out.